Are you any better? She asked him uneasily.
I will be, he said. Now help me take the hide off this fellow. We'll want the first one with the hair still on it. We need to make a bowl for our slurry. Now watch.
He worked his fingers into the place where the deer's hide still clung to the body by the thin layer of fat and muscle beneath, then pulled. The hide tore easily to a point halfway down the deer's midsection.
Now do your side, Susanna.
Getting her fingers underneath was the only hard part. This time they pulled together, and when they had the hide all the way down to the dangling forelegs, it vaguely resembled a shirt. Roland used his knife to cut it off, then began to dig in the ground, a little way from the roaring fire, but still beneath the shelter of the trees. She helped him, relishing the way the sweat rolled down her face and body. When they had a shallow, bowl-shaped depression 2 feet across and 18 inches deep, Roland lined it with the hide. All that afternoon, they took turns skinning the 8 other deer they had killed. It was important to do it as quickly as possible, for when the underlying layer of fat and muscle dried up, the work would become slower and harder. The gunslinger kept the fire burning high and hot, every now and then leaving her to rake ashes out onto the ground. When they had cooled enough so they would not burn holes in their bowl liner, he pushed them into the hole they'd made. Susanna's back and arms were aching fiercely by 5 o'clock, but she kept at it. Roland's face, neck, and hands were comically smeared with ash.
"You look like a fella in a minstrel show," she said at one point. "Rastus Coon."
"Who's that?"
"Nobody but the white folks, fool," she said. "Do you suppose Mordred's out there watching us work?"
All day she'd kept an eye peeled for him.
"No," he said, pausing to rest.
He brushed his hair back from his forehead, leaving a fresh smear and now making her think of penitence on Ash Wednesday.